Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the fount from which every blessing flows. Thank you that you are with us and for us. Thank you, Lord, that you command our destinies. We ask now, God, that you would open our hearts to receive you this morning and to receive one another. Bind our heartstrings to yours, Jesus, so that we may desire to love and serve the world as you have loved and served us. Be with my dad as he speaks to us, and give us your passion for serving as we seek to become formed into your image. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. My dad's sermon will be on how we are formed through serving today. So our scripture reading is from 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If you speak, you should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If you serve, you should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
Well, today, Ministry Fair Sunday is one of my favorite days of the year because it gives us a visual representation that we don't often get of the good work that God is doing in and among and through us as a church. And as we have been looking at all summer long in our sermon series, Being Formed into Christ, we continue that series this morning by taking a look at how we are formed through serving. As John laid out so clearly in his sermon last week, that the heart and purpose of our calling as Christians, as a church, and as individuals is to love God and to love others. And so how appropriate that today we get to continue on that theme on Ministry Fair Sunday to talk about how we are formed through serving, how we are formed through putting our love for God and our love for others into action. And it's my hope and prayer that when I dismiss you in a few minutes, that you'll have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the minds to understand that everything you see outside, that all of our ministry, all of our service begins and ends with God's love. Let me remind you of the words of the Apostle John. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. We love because he first loved us. And so that's where I want us to make sure that we begin on any sort of sermon on service is to remember God's love. Because God has loved us so generously. He sent his one and only Son who gave his life that we might become children of God for all eternity. By his blood, our sins have been cleansed. And so the question is, in the face of such love and being given such love, then what do we do with that love? Well, we abide in that love. We dwell in that love and we allow it to transform us. But the scripture makes it clear time and time again that we are also called to share that love with one another. We are not to hoard it or keep it to ourselves, but to share it freely and generously with all that we come into contact with. And so important and so foundational is this truth that God loves us so much and that he has asked us to share that love that he has specifically designed in advance opportunities for you and I to share his love. Let me remind you of the words of Paul. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That's not an unfamiliar verse for many of you, but I wonder how many of us actually pause and reflect on the truth represented in that promise. Because I think if we take it to heart, it'll change the way we live our life. It'll change the way we wake up in the morning. And as we go through our day, we'll see that our day is not filled with random and mundane, meaningless encounters, but filled with divinely ordained opportunities to do good works and to glorify our Father in heaven. What an amazing opportunity we have each and every day. And the occasions that we have to serve are not to be seen as troublesome or as a nuisance, something that gets in the way, but an actual opportunity and a divine appointment that God has given to you and to me to share his love with other people. And God has designed it for us. And so it's no surprise that if God in advance has designed opportunities for you and I to serve, that he would also equip us in advance to accomplish the good work he wants us to do, right? Well, as we read in our scripture reading this morning, the Apostle Paul tells us very clearly that we are to love each other deeply and to use whatever gifts we have received from the Lord to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms and to use the strength that God provides. You know, it's often easy to feel inadequate and to shrink away from the good works that the Lord has set up for us in advance. But the good news is we need to keep our eyes away from looking inward and instead to look outward. Because we don't accomplish the good work that God sets out before us in our own strength, we do it in God's strength. The scriptures remind us that his grace is sufficient for us. His power is made perfect in weakness. So if you feel weak, that's okay. God knows your weakness. He knows your small strength. And that's why it's by his strength that we accomplish his good work. And so when we have an opportunity to serve, our first response is not to shrink away from it, not to shy away from it, not to think of it as too big for us or too involved for us, but to step out in faith, humbly and prayerfully and with obedience to step into the opportunities he set before us to serve. And as we step into those good works, relying on God's strength and using the gifts that he's given to us to love others, we find that we ourselves are transformed in the process. And I can think of at least four ways that we are transformed through serving. And I'm going to share those with you. First, we grow in our faith and dependence upon the Lord to use us for his glory. Second, we strengthen and sharpen our spiritual gifts as we put them into action through acts of service. Third, we learn to humble ourselves as we place the needs of others first. And fourth, we build new relationships and grow in our understanding of and compassion for those who are different than us. Now, I'm sure you can think of many, many more ways that we are formed through serving. And I have had the great pleasure of seeing so many of you use the gifts that God has given to you to love others and to glorify his name in both word and deed. I've seen firsthand over the years how you have loved deeply your family and your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and even strangers. And I just want to congratulate you on the great work that you're doing and to exhort you to continue on in that good work, to not tire in doing the good work that God has set before you. But it's also true that many of you are looking for opportunities to serve in other capacities within our broader community. And towards that end, I want to draw your attention to at least three things. First, our PBC website has a tab called Serving that I set up specifically so that you would have information at your fingertips of ways in which you can love others at PBC, locally, within Silicon Valley, in our community, also globally. There's a wealth of information there. So if you ever wonder, I wonder, there must not be anything for me to do. Well, I just encourage you to go to their website, click on that tab, and you'll see plenty of opportunities to serve. Second, this fall, we'll be having a class entitled Compassion in Action. And I'll be leading that class along with Len and Ann Gresky. And we're going to get a chance to discover deeper what it means to love others. What does that look like? How do we put that into practice? And we'll also spend a great deal of time helping you to discover the unique shape in which God has formed you to use you for His service. That class will begin October 5th, and I encourage you to attend. And third, last but definitely not least, we are going to have a brand new thing, and I'm very excited to announce this to you. You should have received the handout as you came in this morning about our service Sunday on April 26th, 2015. And I know that's almost 8 months away, but trust me, we need the time to prepare for it. But in an effort to encourage you and exhort you and to give you on-ramps into various community ministries, we have come up with a day, Service Sunday, on that April 26th, when we're going to spend that day encouraging you to participate in a variety of projects that will be made available to you. And as the brochure will explain to you in greater detail, we hope that the projects that we can accomplish on that day will be for all ages and abilities. Now, we're not sure exactly on the timeline of what that day is going to look like, but the possibility is that we'll come here at 8:30 in the morning for a worship service and some teaching and a brief message of worship, and then around 9 o'clock or so dismiss you to the different projects that we have available for you to participate in. Some of those will be here at the church and the different classrooms that'll be accomplished, but many more hopefully will be done out in our community. So that on a particular Sunday, we will be worshiping the Lord in word and in deed. And the signups for the various projects won't begin until March 1st, but we are accepting applications right now for project proposals and project leaders. Because even though we have a few projects already signed up for that day, we're going to need many, many more projects. And so I'd like to encourage you to pay attention to ways in which you believe that we can serve, that we can let our good deeds shine. We can let our light shine so that our Heavenly Father will be glorified by the good deeds that we do. And so we're very excited about that Service Sunday. And you can stop by our Service Sunday table out back and pick up an information packet, give you more information on that, as well as what it means to be a project leader and what it takes to make a project proposal. But please be in prayer for us about that, because it's a brand new thing, but we're really looking forward to that opportunity. Well, following Jesus is a great adventure. But we must always remember that as we are called to serve others, that we do it out of love. Our acts of loving service must be motivated by the love that God has given to us, by the lavish love that God has poured within us. We don't want to serve to try and earn something. We're not loving and because we feel coerced by someone to do so. We're not loving because we're trying to impress anyone. We're loving because our God is love, and He has loved us so richly and so deeply that He calls us to share that love with others. And so what you see outside when you go out into the ministry fair and you walk among the tables, I hope that what you see is love. God's love for us, our love for God, and our love for one another. And I'd like to invite you to respond in three ways. First of all, I hope that one of the first things that wells up within you is just the desire to rejoice, to give thanks to the Lord for the great work that he's doing in and among us here at this church. Because we are a beautiful tapestry of God's handiwork. God has used a great variety of people, a great variety of gifts to minister to a great variety of people of all ages and stages of life. And so we rejoice for the good work that God is doing. Second, I want to encourage you to connect. I want you to see that each of the ministries that are out there are not just something for you to do, but a way for you to connect. We were not created to live isolated, to live alone by ourselves with no connection with others, but to live in a community in which we can use our gifts and to share the love that God has given us. And so each of these ministry opportunities give you a chance to do that. Not only do you connect with the people in whom you are serving, but you also connect with the fellow team members and the group that will be doing the serving. And if you're not part of a home fellowship group already, I encourage you to make your first stop or home fellowship table right outside so that you can let us know that you want to be part of a small group community that sets itself aside weekly or every other week for study and prayer and fellowship and service. I can't encourage you enough to be connected, because we tell the story of God's love and God's redemption in a new way when we do so together. Your life affects my life, and my life affects your life, and together we tell a story of God's love in a way that we can never tell it alone. And lastly, I want to encourage you to pray. Pray for God's ongoing work among us and in us and through us. Pray for the different ministries and the good work that they do. Pray for those who serve. And pray for yourself, that you would have your eyes opened and your heart sensitive to the ways in which the Lord in advance has prepared opportunities for you to serve, and that he might give you the strength to step into those opportunities and use your gifts for his glory. Well, in that vein of prayer, I want to pray right now. And before I dismiss you to go out to the tables and enjoy what's out there, I just want to highlight to you that today is the last day that Ken and Joanne Barzee will be with us before moving to Northwest Washington. So Ken and Joanne, can you guys stand up for a second? Well, I want you to stay standing. I'm not going to take too long on this. But many of you know Ken and Joanne because they have been a prime example of what it means to use your gifts in service of the Lord, to love other people. I know that whether it's been through Christian Service Brigade or as a choir director or in so many different ways, this couple has used their gifts and their love for the Lord to love others. And so we just are excited for what God has in store for you. Of course, we're sad to see you go. We know that you have a desire to be hands-on grandparents up there, to be close to Dan and your three granddaughters up there. But I just want you to know that I've considered it a great blessing to know you, to be your friend and your brother, and it's been a great blessing for me to get to know your three sons, Nate and Dan and Ben, and just what a significant young men that they are and the lives that they lead. And so thank you for your service here at our church. And we know that God will use you in great ways where you're going. And so we just, it's a bittersweet moment for us because we are sad to see you go, but we're glad for the way in which we know the Lord will use you in the months and years to come. Well, let me invite, if you're anywhere near around Ken and Joanne, can you stand up and just put a hand on them as I pray, just so that they have a great sense that we are in this together. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for this morning and the word that you bring to us. We thank you, Father, that you have not left us on our own, but that you have sent your Spirit within us, gifted us, your Son who gave his life for us, and that you have set us free to love you in return. Father, in particular, I just want to thank you for Ken and Joanne and how they have been faithful stewards of your love to those around. And we know, Father, you have already gone before them, laying the groundwork and the path ahead for ways in which they can be your salt and light in the community in which they are going to. Father, we just want them to know that they don't go alone, that you are with them, that our prayers are with them, and we know that you will use them in powerful and meaningful ways in the lives of their children and grandchildren, in the community and the church in which they're placed. And so, Father, we just thank you for them and ask for your blessing upon them. And Father, I just ask for all of us, as we reflect on your word this morning, as we go outside and have an opportunity to investigate the table ministries that are out there, that we would have a vision of the beautiful big world in which you have called us to be partakers in a mission to love. We thank you, Father, that we rely not on our own resources to do that, but on the ones that you have given to us. And so we pray that you would lead us to step out in faith to do just that. So, Father, we thank you for this morning, and I thank you for these brothers and sisters here today. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.